this match, and that time she could be or will be from these teams. They're both here vying for a state title. By the way, this is a rematch from the last year's state title when Seaman got their first ever state championship in volleyball. So a lot of rematches going on here in this tournament. Can the Lady Vikes do it again, Boz? If they do, how do they accomplish it?
So there's several things I think Seaman has got to clean up from that last match. And you could chalk it up to nerves. It's the semifinal, a little more pressure to get to the title match. But they got to figure some things out. They had a few more service errors than we had seen yesterday. Yesterday's matches were so clean. They executed so well. They got to clean up the service errors. They had some hitting errors in that last match against Cape and Mount Carmel. They got to clean that up. But I think they have to have a presence at the net defensively, getting touches, being more efficient with their blocking. And the reason I say that, St. Thomas Aquinas, they're hitters I put up against anybody.
Yep.
They've got some really good hitters. Aaliyah Goolsby, just saw her yesterday.
Yeah.
She's a 5'10 senior that can flat jump out of the gym, hits with a ton of power. If that block is not good for Seaman, puts a ton of pressure on your back row defenders.
Other Aquinas players that we're watching, Elena Vaith, she's their setter. She's everywhere across that floor. And then Emma Nash, the libero. Nash really kind of was that do-it-all defensive player, defensive specialist for Aquinas yesterday. And she was the one that you're seeing dive all over the floor, keep balls alive. And in that match yesterday, it was Seaman 25-19, 25-23 in straight sets. For the Seaman Lady Vikings, Boz, you're talking about the attackers for Aquinas. But what we saw in that third set especially, Campbell Shabbat really came to life. Came to life. That's the first time today I think I messed that up.
I don't think so. I'll give it to you.
Campbell Shabbat really came to life in that third set. Not that she had completely disappeared in sets one and two, but she wasn't as noticeable with her aggressiveness in that those first two sets. Third set, she came to life. And I think the wild card player for Seaman to do this, to go back-to-back, is going to be Ava Esser. And the reason why I say that is because of exactly what Coach Dowling told us in our post-match interview with her, was everybody's keying on Maggie in the middle. They're keying on Megan on the outside. They're not really keying on Ava when she's sliding around, when they're running those loops. She could be a big difference maker on the front line for Seaman on the offensive side.
Yeah, I certainly agree. I would say as important probably would be the middle attack from Maggie Molden.
Yeah.
Maggie wasn't really involved as much offensively in that last match. Late in the set, the third set, they got her involved. She had a couple kills. I think it mixes things up enough to where you have multiple middle hitters. Just keeps the defense kind of on their heels a little bit. There's several girls that are going to have to step up. I think Ava Esser yesterday in the match against Aquinas, she had some great attacks, some really big spikes, but she was hitting it right at Emma Nash, the libero,
yeah,
who's fantastic.
Yeah.
Emma Nash, she digs up about anything comes her way. I think getting these girls going, I mean, we could talk for another half hour. Megan Mills,
yeah,
I wouldn't say she had her best match, the last match against Capen.
No.
She kind of struggled a little bit, she got blocked a few times, and she just wasn't herself. So you kind of look down this list, I think Coach Dowling said it, they just got to get back to who they are.
Yeah.
And that's having great attacks from Ava Esser, Megan Mills, Maggie Molden. They're going to do that here in this title match.
When you can win ugly, it makes winning pretty a lot easier, doesn't it?
Absolutely.
We've got a state title match coming up, first serve in just a few minutes. It's Topeka Seaman taking on St. Thomas Aquinas from Overland Park. We're back here in just a couple minutes to the Tony's Pizza Event Center in Salina for local coverage of the Lady Vikings' repeat opportunity here at state.
Congrats to the Seaman Vikings for making it to state volleyball. Your hard work and dedication have paid off, and we're proud to cheer you on. Best of luck at state from the Pert Home Team, your guide in real estate. See listings and more info at perthometeam.com.
When it comes to selling your house or buying a new one, contact Wade Holthaus at Rockford Real Estate LLC. Wade will work with you to help provide the much-needed peace of mind in what can be a stressful process. Rockford Real Estate LLC in Topeka, helping people buy and sell real estate in Northeast Kansas.
At Electrical Specialist, we care about the safety of your family and home. Early detection can make all the difference between a simple repair or a costly emergency. So call our team today to start your complete home evaluation. Electrical Specialist. Quality, safety, guaranteed.
Chances are, you're spending more time at home these days. Get a feel-good, smell-good home by cleaning your carpets, vents, and furniture. Bob's Janitorial wants to help you have a healthy home. For reliable, flexible, and friendly service, visit bobsjanitorial.com to set your appointment today.
Temperatures are dropping. Critters are looking for warmth. Stay pest and rodent free this holiday season with the Bug Guys, proudly serving Central and Northeast Kansas. A family-owned and operated business, keeping your home safe and comfortable like they have for 23 years, so you can focus on the celebration. Don't let unwanted guests ruin the festivities. Call the Bug Guys at 785-242-2844 or visit thebugguys.org. That's 785-242-2844 for reliable, effective pest control you can trust.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Back here in Salina, the Tony's Pizza Event Center state title match. St. Thomas Aquinas, they come in to this match, or excuse me, they came into this tournament as the 5 seed, overall record of 30-5. Well, now they're 33-6 coming into this title bout. Topeka Seaman Lady Vikings are 41-2 and the top overall seed in this tournament and in the state. Can the Seaman Lady Vikings do this again? We'll find out here in just a moment. I'm Jake, that's Boz. We got MJ back at the studio, but a title tilt between two powerhouses that know each other well, the same matchup we had a year ago, and two teams that have known each other for quite some time and found ways to have really, really good contests here in this match. Boz, I want to ask you one final time. We gave keys for the Seaman Lady Vikings. What do they got to do for offense? What do they got to do on the defensive side on the attack from Aquinas?
Yeah, the defensive side, I think they just have to be aggressive with the block. They have to have success with the block. Last match, it was hit and miss. They might get a touch on the block. They may not. There was a lot of balls that were hit straight down the line. No touch by the defense. I think that's going to be a huge, huge factor in this game. They can have success up front on the net. They're going to do fine.
Staying in their black uniforms are the Lady Vikings with the white numerals and letters trimmed in red. The baby blues for St. Thomas Aquinas. The Saints and the Vikings about to get underway here in just a few moments. Starting out once again for the Lady Vikings, it'll be Molden as well as Steiner and Mills on the front row. In the back, it's Shabbat. Coming in now is the libero, Kinley Wilhelm, and back to serve will be Kinsley Smith. Lady Vikes get service first here in this title tilt. The officials are checking everybody to make sure they're in the right position. The libero comes on the floor for the Saints. Emma Nash, Boz told you about her. Athletic, only 5'3", but can scat around that entire court with ease. The officials say we're ready, and we're underway. 5A state title match. The Saints push it over. It's out of play, and it's 1-0. Seaman wins point one.
Boy, a really good serve to start things out for Seaman, and we've seen it all weekend long. Kinsley Smith, just a fantastic server.
Second serve from Smith comes to the near side, and there's Goolsby who finds the back line, and Coach Tatiana Dowling not okay with that call, that hitting the line. That was a powerful punch from Goolsby.
We've had several of those today where the just are so close to the line, it's really hard to tell.
Back to serve for Aquinas will be Lyrics. Set middle here to Molden, who puts it away through the double block. Boz, that was one of your keys.
Hey, I talked about that. I think that middle attack, it's going to draw some attention from the defense, from Aquinas. That may open up the outside hitter, Megan Mills or Ava Esser.
Maggie Molden now back to serve. Vikes lead 2-1. Good serve to the back row. Here's Vate. Dumps it across. Nice diving effort there by Shabbat to keep it alive and sends it across. Now a middle attack. Popped in the air. Great hustle here. Free ball on the way. Megan Mills is stuck, though. Great hustle by Allie Steiner to keep that ball alive. Mills' kill was blocked at the net, however, by Goolsby. So a point for Aquinas.
well, you just get the feeling like it's just going to be back and forth, back and forth. This will be a long match.
Yeah.
Another serve here from May. Her first serve, excuse me. Setting to the middle of Joust. And Shabbat, that set was a little tight to the net, Boz, and Mills could not get there.
Yeah, a little too tight. Mills just really nothing she could do on that. The ball fell straight down off the net on our side.
Aquinas up 3-2. Vaith, a serve taken by Wilhelm in the back row. Shabbat sets up middle now to Mills, and too strong with that. Tried to go over the double block in the middle and sends it to the stands.
And here's something Siemens kind of struggled a little bit today is the first hit, the first touch, the pass. You'll notice Shabbat is the setter. She's having to run all over the place to get a set.
Wilhelm to Shabbat, now to Steiner, and her tip is stuffed at the net, kept alive, and getting it over. Great job there by Sibley to send it on the third. Nice dig in the back row. Kinsley Smith, Shabbat setting back row. That's Wilhelm to put it across. Now the Saints on the move. Middle hit, popped in the air, kept alive momentarily by Shabbat, but out of play. A kill that time for Kate Wells for Aquinas.
Yeah, not unfamiliar territory for Seaman. They've trailed early in
almost much
every set this weekend, but you don't want to let Aquinas get too much in the last set against Cape and Mount Carmel. She had a couple aces and really got some momentum going for Seaman.
5-3, Aquinas with the lead. Good serve by Happenstein. Vate sets middle. Goolsby tips it across. Mills is there to dig it up. Set outside. Shabbat finds the open gap. Court awareness there by Campbell Shabbat. Double block King.
Yeah, tips it over. Shabbat's 5'6". She's probably not going to hit over a 6 foot, 6'1 blocker, so she does the smart thing. She rolls it right over the top of the block, right in the middle of the court. Nobody's there.
5-4. Another serve here from Seaman, and it's too strong from Harbor Happenstein. Service error, and that was kind of a theme in the semifinal match against Capen.
Just some missed opportunities there.
Didn't see it much yesterday. Aquinas with a 2-point advantage. Here's Goolsby, a wicked serve into the net, though. Boss talked about her serving yesterday in pool play. She throws it up probably 15, 20 feet into the air. That time couldn't connect. It goes into the net, so a service error returns the favor to the Vikes. They trail 6-5. Megan Mills back to serve. Mills with a deep serve. So we've gone 3 straight points alternating on service errors. Title tilt, maybe a little bit of nerves.
Just, I think, maybe a little nerves right now.
Libero, Emma Nash to serve. Back row to Wilhelm. Havenstein to Shabbat. What a great tip again. Campbell Shabbat can punch it with anybody. She can kill it anywhere on the floor.
Yeah, she can hit with power if she needs to, but she doesn't always have to do that. That time the set was more to the middle, so the block slid to the middle of the court, wide open area in the short left corner.
Good serve by Wilhelm. Here's a kill, and Wilhelm popped it in the air but could not dig it up. Goes out into the bleachers, 8-6, Aquinas with the advantage after the Kate Wells kill. Now back to serve, Gabrielle Peschel. Taken by Mills in the back row, set to the near side. Here is Ava Esser, pushed it deep corner, back set this time, a roll shot by Seals, no good. Popped in the air, Vikes keep it alive and sent across by Wilhelm. On the attack, coming near side, it's Martin, popped in the air by Mills, brought back in by Happenstein, and sent across by Shabbat. Good volley going right here. Wells again, this time on the back corner, is in, or check that, Martin. Grace Martin able to secure the point for Aquinas after that long rally.
You know, Coach Dowling talked about it, we've talked about it. When Seaman is at their best is when they're aggressive. They're the attackers. Right now, and then even in the last match against Capen, feels like Seaman is reactive.
Gabby Peschel with the serve. Happenstein sets it up for Molden, who can't put it down. There's Nash to dig it up. Now Grace, once again, Martin puts it down. That's back-to-back kills for her, and Aquinas has their largest lead of the set so far. It's 10-6. Peschel, another serve here.
taken by Wilhelm, set from Hafenstein, outside to Ava Esser, dug up momentarily, kept alive, and Aquinas sends it over on the third hit. Hafenstein dumps it into the middle. Scramble there, out of rotation was Aquinas, and a heady play there by Hafenstein.
Yeah, she tried that dump a few times in the last match, wasn't really successful with it, but that time Capen was so far out of position, scrambling around, it was a really good, opportune time to do it.
So Aquinas leads 10-7. Serve here by Shabbat on the attack. It's Grace Martin once again off a double block, and it sails out of bounds towards Aquinas' serve line. So a good block there by Esser and Molden, just too strong.
Yep. I like to see that, though, the block. You're getting touches on those.
Grace Martin to serve here, 11-7. Aquinas leads. Set number one. Martin, too strong, out of play, into the bleachers, that's 11-8. A lot of service errors here early on in this match.
That's four early on. Like I said, maybe just a little bit of nerve showing themselves here.
Kinsley Smith into serve for Lady Vikes. Good serve to the back row. Vase sets backside. Martin, nice touch there at the net by Mills. On the attack now, it's Mills, and Maggie puts it away. Or Megan, excuse me, puts it away. That it makes all the difference in the world when you get a touch at the net off the block. Ball popped up, easy pass, great set for the kill.
If you could script it out, if it was that easy,
just bump that spike,
but it didn't be easy.
Okay. Kinsley Smith with the serve, Vikes trail by 2, 11-9. Near side, Coolsby down the line, great dig in the back row by Shabbat. Now Mills, first kill off the hand of Grace Martin and out of play. How about a rally here from the Vikings?
Fantastic dig from Shabbat. She was straight down the line. Goolsby hit it right at her. She was able to get one hand on it and keep it alive.
Smith, another great serve. Mace sets Martin. Roll shot kept alive again by Shabbat. Great dig. Now Mills, the roll shot to the back corner, picked up by Nash. Mace will set near side. Goolsby through the double block and on the back line.
Not much that Hafenstein could do with that one. No touch at the net, and that ball, from our vantage point, you can see it going straight at Hafenstein, but it's just coming so fast. You can't get a hand on it.
12-10, Aquinas now with a two-point advantage. Back to serve for the Saints is Leertz. Set by Shabbat, and another kill by Megan Mills. Great set there by Shabbat, and Mills able to punch it through the double block. It's 12-11. Talked about getting Mills going early in this match.
And here in this set, that's probably three kills I think she's had from that outside hitter position.
In a serve, Caroline beaten for Seaman. Down by one. Steiner also back in on the front row. Mate setting middle, getting a touch of the net. Nice up there by Shabbat. Pass from Smith. Put away by Mills. Kinsley Smith with the assist that time, and Megan Mills is on fire.
Yep, I like to see that. Gives her just some confidence. She didn't have probably her best match the last one, and I want to get her rolling early in this one.
12-12, your score. Another serve from Beaton, taken by Goolsby. Vaith will set it right back out to Goolsby through the double block. That time Sibley and Steiner could not connect.
Just couldn't. They were both there. They just didn't close up the block enough. There was a little alleyway right through the block, and that's where Goolsby hit it.
Back in the game, the libero for the Lady Vikes would be Kinley Wilhelm. Back to serve for Aquinas, Elena Vaith. Wilhelm, pass to Shabbat. Outside, here's Mills from the outside. Rejected, picked up, though, by Shabbat. Mills will try it again. Push it to deep corner. Picked up by Nash. On the attack now is Hampton. And did not get over the net. That's four hits. Hampton's attack hit the top of the tape and stayed on the Saints' side. We're tied at 13. Steiner out, in to serve will be Harper Hafenstein for the Lady Vikes. Jump serve to the back row, pass to Vaith, steps near side, Goolsby splits the block again and puts it into the corner. Kind of a cat and mouse game right now with Goolsby and Mills for Seaman.
Yeah, the block from Seaman just getting there just a tad late. It's just there's an open alleyway and got to do a little better job of closing up that block.
Well, if you're the Lady Vikings and Coach Dowling, you're love seeing that on the back row now serving will be Goolsby. Set at the net. Outside to Shabbat. Pushes it deep corner. Goolsby's there. Set by Ave. Outside to Hampton. Deflected off of a Viking and out of play. Believe that was Sibley that went up for the block. Off her hand and out of play. Aquinas now leads 15-13 here in set one.
The team is hanging right with them. They've tied it up a couple times, but it seems like it stayed at this two-point margin.
Another serve by Goolsby. Taken in the back row by Smith. Set by Havenstein. Cannot put it away. That time, Shabbat. Tip, short corner. Smith there to pick it up. Back set this time, Havenstein. Shabbat blocked and on the line. Rejected that time by Grace Martin. Shabbat was very successful in the first match of the day. Bounced that little loop that time. Martin shut it down. 16-13, Aquinas. Goolsby continues to serve. Kinsley Smith pass to Happenstein outside to Mills. She tried to push it into the corner. Picked up by Goolsby on the attack. Martin, nice dig there by Happenstein, but it goes over as a free ball. Hampton on the attack. Too strong. Out of play. No touch. And Lady Vikes side out at 16-14. Aquinas by two.
Megan Mills serving. She's been serving the ball really well. They just, again, it's this two-point gap. They need to close this gap, get some momentum.
Was tied at 12 a moment ago. Now two-point lead for Aquinas. An ace for Megan Mills. Took a lot off of that one, my friend.
So we started talking about this earlier. When you look at the servers, they look to their coaching staff, and they tell them what zone they're going to serve to, if they're going to float one in there, and you'll notice that last serve, that's what they told her to do. Now she goes back to the same thing.
Vaith with a set, near side. Martin popped in the air. Great job there by Happenstein. Now Shabbat at the net, tries to punch it into the middle, cannot do so. Pushed into the corner by the Saints, picked up by Mills. Quick little dump there by Happenstein, rejected by the Saints. On the attack, Ava Esser gets rejected at the net. Still on the Seaman side. Here's Shabbat for the third. Hit, finds the back line.
Super heads-up play by Shabbat again. There was nobody in the back left corner. Goolsby had sucked all the way up with all the activity going on at the net, and Shabbat just saw that and put it all the way back in the left corner.
16-all now. Mills, another serve. Too deep. Service error by Megan, and she looked at Coach Dowling and put her hands to herself and said, dang it. 17-16 now. Aquinas with the lead. Serving is Nash, the libero. That one's out. We've exchanged service errors. We did this earlier. Three straight points were all service errors. That's two straight.
Let's not keep the trend going.
I agree. Kinley Wilhelm tries to stop that train. Here's the serve from Wilhelm. Not a service error. Vaith with a set. Backside Hampton. Nice dig by Mills. It's sent over as a free ball, though, to the Saints. Here's Vaith. Setting Hampton again. Stuck at the net, but it falls on the Seaman's side. Ava Esser was there, but it dropped on the Lady Viking side. It's 18-17 now, Aquinas. So back to serve this time will be Gabby Peschel. Saints lead is one. Wilhelm set from Havenstein, a kill attempt by Shabbat is dug up by Goolsby on the back row. Here come the Vikings on the attack. Again, Ava Esser this time. Gets around the block and drops it down. It's tied at 18.
Yeah, that's somebody else you'd like to see get going, Ava Esser. Megan Mills got herself going a little bit early in this game. I'd like to see him keep going to Esser, give her some confidence.
Steiner back in the game. So is Maggie Molden on the front with Ava Esser. Mills on the back row. In the serve, Shabbat gets it off across the net. Now Grace Martin on the attack and finds the open gap in the back line of the Seaman defense. And it's 19-18 now, Aquinas, after that kill by Martin.
It's back and forth. Neither team here in the last 10 points, they've been right at a two-point margin.
Martin back to serve. Sends it over the net. Taken by Mills. Good pass to Shabbat. Sets up Molden, can't put it away. Great swing, though. Third ball, third hit coming across right now. Wilhelm has it, passes to Shabbat. Now Ava Esser rejected, but it's out of play, and it's a kill for Esser. You just mentioned her name, Boz. Got to get her going, but she's got to come out.
And as Kinsley Smith comes in to serve.
I hate that. She gets confidence, got a couple kills, and then she's got to go sit down and cool off. 19-all. Smith in to serve. Nash passes to Vaith. Gouldsby near side. Big swing. Nice dig on the back line, but it hit the ground first. Kinley Wilhelm tried to get down underneath that, but Gouldsby, when she's got that rhythm going, she's almost untouchable. 20-19, Aquinas with the lead. Back to serve is Leertz for Aquinas. Back corner, Smith. Shabbat in the middle. That's Molden, and that one goes down. Quick set to Maggie.
Yeah, I like that middle, quick attack from Maggie Molden.
Now she'll go out, bringing in Caroline Beaton to serve. Wilhelm also goes out as Sibley comes in to play the front row. Beaton with a serve, taken by Nash in the back row. Vaith setting up far side. Here comes Gouldsby down the line, splits the double team. And right now, Elena Gouldsby, or Leah Gouldsby, she can't be stopped on the front net.
No, she's a fantastic hitter. She just picks where she wants to hit it. She split the block a couple times. That time she went outside the block, down the line.
Elena Vaith to serve. Picked up by Wilhelm. Sets Shabbat over to Mills, who can't put it down. Vaith keeps it alive. Tip over the net. Nope, never got over there. Four hits on the Saints and a gift there for the Vikes.
I'm telling you what, Emma Nash, the libero for St. Thomas Aquinas, if you hit it anywhere near her, within about 10-foot radius, she's going to get it.
Harper Havenstein in to serve. Good one to Gouldsby in the corner. Now Vaith sets back out to Gouldsby. Over the double team. They did get a tip on or touch on that one that time, but goes and drops into the back corner, Boz. But Gouldsby now back to serve, so she's off the front of the net. This is the time for the Vikings to take advantage. 22-21. Aquinas leads by one. Set one of the state title here in 5A. Smith with a pass. Here's Mills. Tries to tip it over the double block, but they pick it up. Here's Martin through the double block. Nice touch there. Keeping it alive is Smith. Now Mills will try again. This time a powerful punch. That's a couple times today. We've seen her try to tip and gets it back. This time puts it away.
Yeah, she hit that cross court to the back left corner. A lot of times Mills, she swings really hard and will hit it off the block. A lot of times it goes out of bounds. That time she took a little off of it. Just placed it in the back corner.
22-all here, set number one. Megan Mills back to serve. Martin gets it. Vaith sets it right back to her. Martin gets a touch on her kill attempt off of Sibley and Shabbat, but it goes out of play. And Aquinas, the first team to 23. It's 23-22. Emma Nash back to serve here for Aquinas. Taken to the back row by Wilhelm. Shabbat hits it into the net. Set that time from Havenstein was a back set to her on the outside. Timeout, Topeka Seaman. 24-22. We're back in 45 seconds here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Hey, this is Pastor Tim Collins from Capital City Church. We're proud to live and worship in North Topeka and to support the Seaman Vikings. Join us for worship on Sundays at 10 a.m. at Heritage Christian School.
For over 75 years, we've been serving loyal customers and have been a trusted name in the automotive industry. Performance Tire and Auto is here for you. Whether you're looking at high-performance tires for the best ride or budget-friendly all-season tires, we're here for you. We have two convenient locations, well-trained technicians, and service staff that genuinely want to help you take care of your vehicle. Performance Tire and Auto is here for you. Honesty and transparency is our number one goal. Trust Performance Tire and Auto and experience the difference. We're here for you.
Here in Salina, Jacob Boz, MJ back at the studio, 24-22 Aquinas, and Nash serves an ace. Looks like that ball maybe was going out, but Kinley Wilhelm, no communication on whether that was in or out. It's off her hands, out of play, and Aquinas takes set number one, 25-22 here in this title tilt.
between two foes that know each other very well. We're going to step aside for 2 minutes. We're back after this here on 96.9 The Pulse.
Transform your ride with Mad Viking Customs in Topeka. We specialize in protecting, customizing, and maintaining your vehicle to ensure it looks and performs at its best. From stunning custom wraps to top-notch protective coatings, vehicle maintenance, and more, our skilled team is here to bring your vision to life. Are you ready to elevate your vehicle style and functionality? If so, call 785-329-5091 to discuss your ideas and get started today. Your ride deserves the Mad Viking touch.
At the Brian Green Allstate Agency, we redefine insurance options. Be rewarded for your hard work to build your credit as we offer unparalleled rate customization. This is Brian Green. While others limit your choices, we believe in adapting to your needs. Don't stay stuck in old ways. Experience a new era of insurance tailored to you. Trust me and my team for innovative coverage that fits your lifestyle, your protection, your way. Contact us at 785-271-5060. Choose the Brian Green Agency with Allstate, where you're in good hands. Ours.
At Cool View of Topeka, we specialize in advanced window film solutions for homes, businesses, and vehicles. Our products enhance energy efficiency, reduce glare, block harmful UV rays, and add privacy without sacrificing style. Whether you need solar, security, or decorative films, our expert team is here to help. Trust Cool View for top quality service installations that make a difference. Contact us today at 785-380-8703 and experience the benefits of a cooler, safer space. Cool View of Topeka, veteran-owned and ready to serve you.
For all your insurance and financial service needs, visit State Farm Insurance agent Jamie Lou Hornbaker in Topeka. Now with two locations to serve you, their original location in South Topeka on Southwest 37th Street and their new location on North Topeka Boulevard. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
When it comes to selling your house or buying a new one, contact Wade Holthaus at Rockford Real Estate LLC. Wade will work with you to help provide the much-needed peace of mind in what can be a stressful process. Rockford Real Estate LLC in Topeka, helping people buy and sell real estate in Northeast Kansas.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
All right, after set one was won by Aquinas 25-22, Boz, what adjustments does Seaman need to make here for set two?
Again, I just feel like they've been on their heels today, and they need to find a way to be the aggressive one on the attack.
And we've got a tip, or no, a net violation here on the first serve here from the Saints. Net violation means a point for the Lady Vikes. They jump out nothing as they did in set one, where Aquinas went on a little bit of a run, and we went back and forth the rest of the way. Kinsley Smith to serve. Tight of the net. Great job there by Mills to send it back across. Here's another kill for Goolsby, though, as it stayed on the Saints' side. And she split the double block, Boz, you were showing me off there a minute ago. Seaman's just not able to lock down that double block right now.
Yeah, they're just a little late getting to the blocker on the outside. The middle blocker's having to go to the outside, and there's just a big gap between the two. They got to figure out a way to close that up.
Learton to serve. Shabbat outside to Mills. Hits into the double block, picked up by Vase. Now set back near side. Goolsby from the 10-foot line, too strong, out of play. Kinsley Smith thought about touching it, but she did not. You'll take it if you're the Vikes. Allow Goolsby to stay back on the 10-foot line, not up at the net.
Yeah, Goolsby, she just had a heck of a match. I mean, I don't know what her hit percentage is, but it's got to be really high.
Here's something different. Molden stays in here, and she serves. A great job there, and a stuff at the net. That time, they locked it in, Bobby.
Yeah, they tightened that up. I think Goolsby, she swings with power every time. If they can figure out a way to tighten up that block a little bit, I don't think she's going to go away from it. She's going to just continue to hammer it into the block.
Molden continues to serve here. 3-1, the lead now for the Lady Vikes. Good serve here from Maggie. Oh, just too strong. Service error. Kinley Wilhelm will sub in for her as Molden goes to the bench. 3-2, Vaith back to serve now for the Saints. Set number two, that looks strong. That's way deep. It seems like when one team has a service error, the other one's like, yeah, that wasn't really a good point. I'll give it back to you.
Yeah, yeah.
Let's just
reset.
Yeah. 4-2, Seaman with a 2-point advantage. Back to serve, Harper Hafenstein looking to stop that service error train. She does. Bates with a set here, going to Goolsby on the outside, getting a touch on it, and it hits the line anyway. Able to go over the double block attempt that time of Megan Mills and Campbell Shabbat.
4-3 is the score. The Lady Vikes lead is 1. Back to serve is Goolsby for the Saints. Taken in the middle, miscommunication, digging it out though. Great job there by Havenstein and sent over by Sibley. On the attack now are the Saints, cross court. Nice shot by Havenstein to pop it in the air. Now Wilhelm, outside Mills, puts it down through the double block. Give a lot of credit right there. It started with Wilhelm diving for it, getting the dig, and then Havenstein digging it out of the net.
Yeah, that was almost disaster, but great job playing it off the net, keeping the play alive, getting a good set to Mills.
5-3 now is the lead for the Lady Vikes. Mills back to serve. Serves it short and nearly an ace. Goolsby from about 13 feet away from the net can't put it away. Now Shabbat, she goes too strong, trying to go over the double block that time and goes out of play. 5-4, Lady Vikes by 1. Emma Nash, libero, all 5'3" of her, back to serve. It's a good one. Taken by Wilhelm in the back row. Havenstein to the back row attack here from Mills. Dug up in the back row by Vaith. Now near side it comes. Hampton blocked at the net by Sibley. Keeps it alive as well. Now Shabbat pushes it deep corner. Vaith sets back row. Goolsby can't put it away. And a miss hit there from Kinley Wilhelm.
Yeah, she was tight to the net, tried to bump set back over her head and sent it long over the antenna, the volleyball stander. She knew she did it. She's like, oh, dang it.
5-5 is the score. Saints won the first set. Must win set here for the Vikings to force a decisive third. Taken in the back row by Wilhelm. Ava Esser, great set there by Happenstein, and Esser puts it through the double block. They've got to get Ava going. They've got to get Molden going, especially when Mills is on the back row.
Yeah, and Seaman just hasn't had the best passes today.
There's a short serve by Wilhelm, picked up, and two girls go after it for the Saints. It'll be a kill. They'll credit that to Morgan Hampton. But both Hampton and Martin both went up for the swing. Only one touched it. The kill for Aquinas. They get the serve back. It's tied at 6. Gabby Bessel in to serve. Wilhelm to Havenstein. Out to Shabbat. Cross court. No. Out of play. And Aquinas has taken the 7-6 lead now. Aquinas with the lead. Still serving here is Pessel. Taken by Mills in the back row. Havenstein to Molden in the middle. Dug up in the back corner by Goolsby. Third hit coming across, and it's a kill from Grace Martin through the block of Maggie Molden, and it's 8-6 Aquinas.
Here's where we're at right now. You can see everything's going Aquinas' way. Seaman had a good opportunity, good set, got a good attack, but couldn't put it away. Then it goes back to Aquinas. They get a so-so set, but they hit it off the block for the point.
Set outside to Ava Esser. Too strong, but they say it was touched. No, a net violation again by Aquinas. That's happened multiple times against them when they go in for that block against Ava Esser. Give the point to the Vikings. Give them the serve, Oz, and they trail by 1.
Yeah, Seaman's got to find a way to get some momentum here. You can see energy is just not at a high level.
Shabbat with a good serve. Grace Martin on the attack. Over the double block. Nice diving effort to keep it alive by Esser. And the third hit comes across from Molden. Now Aquinas on the attack. Pushing deep corner. Mills brings it back in. Shabbat sets outside Ava Esser. Steps it across. Great job there by Ava Esser. Seeing the double block and just rolls it right over both hands.
Yeah, smart play. She thought of it. Kind of, you almost see the wheels turning like, should I swing away here? But she did the right thing. Just rolled it over the block.
Another serve from Shabbat taken by Martin. Goolsby will pass set her up. And they send it across. Esser gets a set from Shabbat. Can't put it down. Now Martin on the attack. Rises high, and there's a great dig from Mills. Close to the net. Molden pushes it across. No. Picked up. Martin goes down the line. Popped in the air, and unable to get underneath it was Wilhelm. Diving effort as Allie Steiner tried to keep that ball alive. So it's 9-8 now. Aquinas leads by 1. We expected this to be a tight match.
Yep.
It's living up to its billing. Grace Martin back to serve here for Aquinas. Serve taken by Mills, picked up by Havenstein and sent over on a free ball here from Molden. Bates back set. Nice stuff at the net by Ava Esser. A little loop by Chloe Seals. But Esser, big time block there for the Vikes.
That's a momentum play. I mentioned that, you know, I'm a basketball guy. I equate that to somebody taking a charge on defense. That was a solo stuff block by Ava Esser. Something that gets your team just fired up.
Kinsley Smith in to serve. Nash with a pass to Vaith. Near side, here comes Goolsby. Over the double block and in. Right now, Seaman just has no answer for Aaliyah Goolsby. She's been a problem.
And she was a problem yesterday. But Seaman did enough good things that they could overcome that. Today, they just can't find an answer.
10-9 now, Aquinas by one. Lyric's in to serve for the Saints. Taken by Smith. Pass now is set up for Molde, and she cannot put it away. In the net. Popped over by Vaith. Seaman with the volleyball here. Mills, her kill, popped in the air and set over on the third hit. Pushing deep corner with Shabbat, but able to scramble out of the Saints. Here comes Goolsby. Nice dig by Kinsley Smith. Joust at the net. Won by Seaman. Sent over to the Saints side. Long rally here. Here's Goolsby again. Down the line. Picked up, but out of play. Diving effort from Shabbat. And the point goes to Aquinas. And every long rally right now, every ball when it's falling seems to be going the Saints' way.
Again, here's my basketball analogy. Seaman is getting great shots. They're getting great looks at the basket, but nothing's falling. Aquinas, everything's going right for him.
So when does that shift?
Got to shift soon.
It's 11-9. Saints with the lead. They've already won set one. Shabbat sets it outside. Megan Mills puts it away off the double block and out of play. 11-10 now.
Smart play by Mills. The set was tight on the net. She couldn't really swing at it, so she just pushed it off the block out of bounds for the point.
Caroline Beaton checks in to serve here for Seaman. Into the back row, taken by Martin. Vaith sets up near side. Goolsby, nice double block, and it falls in the back corner of the Saints' defense. That is a momentum play.
That is a momentum play. Ava Esser had one a second ago. That time the double block again. Those are things you can mount a rally on.
Allie Steiner, Megan Mills in on that block. Tied now at 11. Beaten with another serve. Taken by Martin. Vaith sets up Goolsby. Can they do it again? They almost do. They do stuff it, but able to keep it going on Saints. Here's Goolsby. This time she tries to take some off, and it doesn't clear the net. Back-to-back double stuffs. And Seaman now with a one-point lead. It's 12-11. Another serve here from Beaton. Too strong. There's one thing that'll take the air out of Uncle Mo. Service error could do that.
Yep.
Beaton goes out. Kinley Wilhelm checks back in. Sibley into the front row. Molden out. Here's Vaith. Pass from Wilhelm, set from Shabbat. Here's Mills. Rejected at the net, but it falls on the Saints' side. Power swing that time from Mills, absorbed by the double block. But the Vikes get the point. They're up 13-12.
Yeah, Seaman has never been up by more than 1 point. I feel like if they could find a way to extend the lead, maybe get up by 3 or 4, it could be the turning point.
Happenstein, good serve. Here's Goolsby. They get a touch, but then miscommunication in the back corner. You had Kinsley Smith as well as Kinley Wilhelm in that back corner, Bosman. They get a touch on that block, but nobody home.
They kind of looked at each other like waiting for the other one to go after, and neither one did, and it falls in for the point.
13-13 now. Goolsby to serve. Smith, good pass to Happenstein outside. Great set to Ace. Yes, sir.
That time Seaman went back that quick set. They're trying to get a quick set. So the block from Aquinas doesn't have time to get there.
Megan Mills now back to serve for the Lady Vikings. 14-13 your score. Push points here. Mills, really good serve. Picked up by Nash. They got to have a free ball sent over here. Sibley sets it to Havenstein. Now outside Ava Esser. This one's going to be a good point as well. Another kill for Ava Esser. at the outside hitter position. There's that doubling up of their largest lead, Boz, that you're asking for.
Come
up
on.
By two.
Come on, just keep pushing, keep pushing. Extend this lead just one point at a time. Get another one, get another one.
Mills back to serve, 15-13. Short serve this time, picked up by Martin. Back set from Vaith. Trying to put it away that time was Hampton, and she will. The dig from Mills went into the net. Nobody home to dig it out. Esser was right there. She kind of started to make a move at the net to play it off the net, and she kind of got her feet tied up a little bit and fell down. She couldn't get there. 15-14, Seaman with the one-point advantage. Here's Wilhelm. Good pass to Esser, with a kill. Great job by Hafenstein. Started with a great pass, though. You talked about that, how the first touch has kind of been off a little bit. Looked good there. And Ava Esser makes her presence felt again. 16-14 now. Wilhelm with the serve. Goolsby in the back row. Now Vaith will set near side. Grace Martin gets a touch on the double block. Great job there by Hafenstein to keep it alive. Now Shabbat goes cross court. Can't put it away. Hampton has to send it over on the third hit. Mills. Hafenstein to set up Molden. Maggie pushes a deep corner. Picked up by Goolsby. Now Vaith quickly into the middle. Popped in the air off of Ava Esser and out of play. Aquinas crawls back within one at 16-15.
Just so close. Seaman had a couple opportunities there. Free balls coming back to him, and they just could not take advantage.
Back to serve is Gabby Peschel. Wilhelm now over to Esser. She has to just bump it across to the third hit. Here's Martin, puts it away. They like running that little twist up there on the front of the net.
Little slide.
Twist, slide, twist and shout, whatever you want to call it. 16 all here. Wilhelm, Hafenstein, outside Ava Esser. Man, she's starting to feel
it. Yeah, she is. She's swinging hard. She's feeling confident.
The power coming from Ava Esser right now. 6 foot senior, wants her season to continue. A very senior heavy group here. Vikings lead by one. Shabbat, a good serve. Coming near side, Grace Martin. Too far, not touched. Coach from Aquinas asking for a touch. Sarah Eikenberry. No touch awarded. It's 18-16 now, Lady Vikes.
Almost an automatic look for a touch when the kill goes deep.
Set from Vaith. Nice tip there by Martin, but covering it was Shabbat. Back row attack this time from Mills, and it goes into the block of Seals. And drops on Aquinas' side, and an eruption from the Seaman faithful. Timeout, St. Thomas Aquinas. We're back in 30 seconds. The Vikings lead 19-16 in set number two.
At Electrical Specialist, we care about the safety of your family and home. Early detection can make all the difference between a simple repair or a costly emergency. So call our team today to start your complete home evaluation. Electrical Specialist. Quality, safety, guaranteed.
Chances are, you're spending more time at home these days. Get a feel-good, smell-good home by cleaning your carpets, vents, and furniture. Bob's Janitorial wants to help you have a healthy home. For reliable, flexible, and friendly service, visit bobsjanitorial.com to set your appointment today.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Stone's Pizza Event Center is the site for this 5A State Volleyball Championships. We're here in Salina. Jake and Boz, MJ back in the studios. Topeka Seaman down 0-1 to Aquinas in this title tilt. A lead here in set two, though, 19-16. Out of the Saints timeout, Grace Martin puts it down. No, nice dig there by Megan Mills. Now on the attack, it's the Vikings trying to put it away. Esser cannot. Set comes near side, Grace Martin. That one's too strong. No tip. And the point goes to the Vikings. They lead now 20-16. How about that dig, Boz, from Megan Mills?
That was a fantastic dig. It almost went to the ceiling here in the Tony Vince Pizza or Tony Pizza Center.
Good serve here from Shabbat. Shabbat, excuse me. I'll wear that one. Aquinas got that point because I said Shabbat, not Shabbat.
Those that might have been around for a while, I keep wanting to say the Bicentennial Center. This will always be the Bicentennial Center for me.
Or it could be the Pizza Tony's, you know, whatever you just said.
Pizza Tony.
20-17. Seaman with the lead. Serve here from Martin. Shabbat outside. Ava Esser into the double block. Picked up on Seaman's side, though. Here's Shabbat to Maggie Molden. Cannot put it away. Free ball comes across, though. Molden to Shabbat outside. Here comes Ava Esser. She tips it across. Free ball comes over again. Shabbat. She dumps it this time. Picked up by Nash. Joust at the net. Picked up. And somebody's in the net. Looks like Aquinas is in the net. Stoppage on the court. Point to the Vikings. 21-17. Seaman with the advantage.
There's been more crazy rallies like that today where it was just the ball's kind of popping around at the front of the net. It wasn't in system. No bump, set, spike. It just is. There's a lot of weird stuff going on at the net.
Kinsley Smith in to serve. Goolsby on the near side. Nice dig in the back row by Wilhelm that can't get it high enough to allow a teammate to get underneath that. There was a touch of the net, but Goolsby once again gets a kill, and Aquinas sides out. 21-18 now. Lady Vikes lead by three.
Kinsley Wilhelm able to get that, get the bump, but she dug it. It just didn't get up high enough. None of her teammates could get there in time.
Leertz with the serve for Aquinas. Shabbat sets up Molden in the middle. Can't put it away. Pass set coming near side. Goolsby goes down the line. Did not get touched. It's out of play. And now it's 22-18. Lady Vikes lead by four. And Goolsby that side, Bob, once again had to attack that from about 13, 14 feet away from the net.
Yeah, Aquinas has gotten a little bit sloppy with their passing, and they're not getting really good sets to Goolsby.
Beaton comes in to serve. Pass from Nash. Bates sets up. Goolsby off the double block. No, no touch. Again, heady play by the blockers on the net for Seaman, letting that go through. Out of play. It's 23-18. Seaman, timeout, Saints. We're back in 30 seconds here on 96.9 The Pulse.
Hey, this is Pastor Tim Collins from Capital City Church. We're proud to live and worship in North Topeka and to support the Seaman Vikings. Join us for worship on Sundays at 10 a.m. at Heritage Christian School.
For all your insurance and financial service needs, visit State Farm Insurance agent Jamie Lou Hornbaker in Topeka. Now with two locations to serve you, their original location in South Topeka on Southwest 37th Street and their new location on North Topeka Boulevard. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
All right, back here at Jake and Boz in Salina. You're listening to state volleyball coverage of the Seaman Vikings here on 96.9 The Pulse, a part of the MSC Sports Radio Network. 23-18, Seaman with the lead in set number two. Out of the Saints timeout, Caroline Beaton with another serve taken by Goolsby. Mate sets up Goolsby down the line. That one was in. And Shabbat, you know, two straight times, the Vikes let it go, and it was out of play. Shabbat thought the same thing that time, but it landed in the corner.
Yeah, it did. Goolsby's been going down the line the last three attempts. The first one was pretty far wide. Second one was a little not so far wide. That one was right down the line in.
Saints now within four. Here's Vate. Wilhelm, good pass here to Shabbat. A deflection out of play on a kill attempt from Mills, and we're at set point. It's 24-19. Lady Vikes lead. Into the game, Harper Halfenstein trying to serve this one out and force a winner-take-all set three for a state title. Got to get one more point here. Here's Halfenstein with a serve. Taken in the back row. May sets up Goolsby near side. Goolsby gets a touch at the net. Great job there by Sibley. Halfenstein sets up Shabbat. Cross court. On the line? No. Too long. On the cross-court kill there by Shabbat, it's 24-20. The Vikes do have a handful of set points to work with here. And Goolsby's going back to serve, so she's no longer on the front row, so look for Grace Martin to be getting all the sets from Vate. Goolsby with a serve, taken by Wilhelm, tied at the net, out now to Mills, who hits it off the block, and we're going to three sets. 25-20. The Lady Vikings battle back and force a third and decisive set for the state championship in 5A. We're back in 2 minutes here on 96.9 The Pulse.
Introducing a new player joining Silver Lake Bank's lineup of loyalty debit cards. Pay tribute with the card that gives back with a new Folds of Honor loyalty debit card from Silver Lake Bank. Your Folds of Honor card helps support and honor the sacrifice of fallen or disabled service members and first responders. More than $125,000 has been donated to local organizations from the Silver Lake Bank Loyalty Card Program. Show your support. Learn more at silverlakebank.com. Silver Lake Bank in Topeka, Lawrence, Overland Park, and Silver Lake. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
This Thanksgiving, it's not just about gobbling up your favorite foods. It's time to gobble up the best internet deal of the year. Introducing the Gobbles and Gigs promotion from Giant Communications. For a limited time, get blazing fast gig symmetrical internet for just $50 a month for a gig of download and upload speed. Perfect for streaming, gaming, video calls, and all of your connected holiday moments. Call 785-362-9331 today or visit giantcomm.net for more details.
Every Qdoba catering order is full of hand-smashed, flame-grilled, sliced, diced, and sautéed flavors perfect for any occasion. Whether you're planning your office's tortilla Tuesday or trying to bring in a dinner for your PTA meeting that's so good, it'll bump your kid up to an A- in Spanish class. Qdoba Catering. Order today.
The new Qdoba at 2031 Northwest Topeka Boulevard opens on November 4th. All proceeds that day will go to the Topeka Rescue Mission. Download the Qdoba app, order online, and breeze through our pickup line.
At Units Portable Storage, we provide convenient and flexible storage solutions right to your door. Whether you're moving, renovating, or need extra space, our weather-resistant containers are perfect for your needs. We offer short and long-term rentals with easy delivery and pickup options. Store on-site or at our secure facility. For hassle-free portable storage, trust Units to make your life easier. Contact us today to reserve your unit or visit unitstorage.com.
Struggling with your personal insurance? Look no further than Integrity Insurance in Topeka. Voted the best insurance agency in Topeka for 2024. They have all your needs covered. Auto, home, life, business, and more. They provide competitive rates and superior customer service. Your options with Integrity are unlimited as they're an independent agency and represent several companies. Give Integrity Insurance a call today at 785-233-5401 and let them solve your insurance problems. Because when it comes to insurance, integrity matters.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Well, we split the first two sets, and now we're going to a third and decisive set here at Topeka Seaman and St. Thomas Aquinas for a 5A state title. It's a rematch from a season ago in this same match. And it's also the third time this year these two teams have faced off. The first time, however, that these two teams have gone to a third set. Right now, Seaman's got the momentum. I'm Jake. That's Boz. MJ back at the studio. You're listening to 5A state volleyball coverage here on 96.9 The Pulse. Starting with serve will be Aquinas. Martin with a serve. Mills pass. Now Molden on the attack. Cannot put it away. Base sets it near side. Goolsby rechecked it at the net, but it goes out of play. Molden and Steiner were there. But they got a touch, Boz, and they sent it straight back. That's a lot better than what we saw in set one, and you saw much better in set two.
Yeah, they're starting to get a little more efficient with their defense at the net with the block.
Martin serve barely gets over the net. On the attack, it's Esser, and she cannot get it past the block of Goolsby, who sent it right back. It dropped right in front of Ava. 2-0 here, Aquinas here in set number three. Martin to continue her serve. This one taken by Mills. Pass to Shabbat. Now Ava Esser able to put it off the double block and out of play. So the first point for the Vikings comes off the hand of Ava Esser.
I think a concerted effort there to get Ava going early. That was three kill attempts. She was able to get one, hitting it off the block.
Kinsley Smith in to serve for the Vikings. Pushes it deep corner. Now Vaith sets up to the middle. It's Martin. Dug up in the air, and Molden able to just tap it across. What a heady play. Good dig by Shabbat in the back row, and then Molden, tight of the net, Boz just dumps it across.
Fantastic play by Molden. The block was there. Aquinas thought they'd be able to go and just tap it down, but Molden, she hit it at the last second, sent it deep for the point.
2-2 now, your score. Here's Goolsby from the 10-foot line, off of a block of Molden, but out of play, and Aquinas back on top now, 3-2.
I'd like to know if Aaliyah Goolsby is going to be moving on to play at the next level. I would say 100% sure she's going. Just be curious where.
3-2, Aquinas with the lead. Back to serve now is Leertz. Taken to the back row by Smith. It's an ace.
off the side of her arm and drops right down. So 4-2, Saints with the early advantage here in set number three. Another serve here from Lyric, set outside now for Mills. Cross court, my goodness. She's been looking for that, like, all day. She's just been missing on that. She'd hit several of them wide. That time she was able to cut it just inside the 10-foot line. 4-3, the Saints lead here, but Molden back to serve for the Vikings. Sends it deep into the corner, picked up by Vaith. Sets up Martin, who puts it down. We haven't seen that from Aquinas, the middle attack there. They really haven't done that. They're always, for the most part, setting their outside and right side hitters. 5-3 now. Aquinas' lead. Back to serve Vaith, the setter. Over the net it goes to Wilhelm. Chabot setting up near side. Here's Allie Steiner. And just a little bit too strong that time. That's what Coach Dowling told us after the first match today. She said that we can't keep going to the same two girls consistently. We've got to mix it up. Went for outside hitter there, Steiner, just a little too strong. Here's Vaith, another serve, picked up by Wilhelm. Chabot will set outside Mills, blocked at the net, and it falls on the Siemens side at 7-3. Aquinas, and their blocks on the defensive side of the net are rolling.
Yeah, Aquinas, they just got momentum right now. Everything's going their way. Siemens got to buckle down. They got to find a way to get a side out.
Vaith with another serve here, her third straight. Taken by Smith in the back row. Chabot sets up middle this time, and his tipping it across was Mills. And a block at the net, but it falls on the Siemens side. Another kill for the Saints. It's 8-3, Aquinas. Coach Dowling is thinking about taking a timeout, and now she will. 8-3, St. Thomas Aquinas early here in set number three. We're back in 45 seconds here on the Pulse.
When it comes to selling your house or buying a new one, contact Wade Holthouse at Rockford Real Estate LLC. Wade will work with you to help provide the much-needed peace of mind in what can be a stressful process. Rockford Real Estate LLC in Topeka, helping people buy and sell real estate in Northeast Kansas.
With over 23 years of experience, Luke Dillon Electric is your trusted partner for all your electrical needs. We specialize in residential and commercial services, ensuring safe and efficient solutions tailored to your requirements. Our dedicated team is committed to quality workmanship and customer satisfaction. Whether you need installations, repairs, or upgrades, we've got you covered. Contact us today at 785-851-0785 to schedule your service and experience the difference with Luke Dillon Electric.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
8-3, Aquinas with the lead. Jacob Oz here in Salina. Made another serve, taken in the back row by Wilhelm, set by Chabot. Here's Mills, can't put it away, dug up by Nash. Here's a back row attack, popped in the air, and that one is out of play. And right now, Aquinas is just stealing points left and right like a kleptomaniac, up 9-3. The Seaman just doing everything they can to slow this momentum that Aquinas has right now, but they've just got to find a way to get a side out. 9-3, another serve. Chabot sets up Steiner, who can't put it down. Martin picks it up. Back set from Vaith. Hampton cross court, dug up by Chabot. Joust at the net, dumped over. Now Chabot will send it into the back corner. Vaith, here come the Saints on the attack. Goolsby dug into the back row by Wilhelm. And just tipping it across is going to be a double hit on Sibley. It's 10-3, Aquinas with the lead, and Vaith is comfortable serving that volleyball right now. Largest lead of the match for either team. His serve barely gets over the net. Chabot over to Mills. She's stuck at the net once again. And it's 11-3. 7-point run for Aquinas, and there's another timeout. The last timeout for Seaman is being taken right now. We'll be back in 30 seconds. It's 11-3 Aquinas in this state title tilt between Aquinas and Seaman here on the Pulse.
At Electrical Specialist, we care about the safety of your family and home. Early detection can make all the difference between a simple repair or a costly emergency.
So call our team today to start your complete home evaluation. Electrical Specialist. Quality, safety, guaranteed.
Chances are, you're spending more time at home these days. Get a feel-good, smell-good home by cleaning your carpets, vents, and furniture. Bob's Janitorial wants to help you have a healthy home. For reliable, flexible, and friendly service, visit bobsjanitorial.com to set your appointment today.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Back here at the line, it's 11-3. Aquinas, after the second timeout from Seaman, can they break serve here? Wilhelm with a pass to Shabbat into the middle. And, oh, just out. Megan Mills tried to find the back corner and cannot. And right now, Aquinas, all momentum on their side. They're rolling. They're up 12-3. Seaman's got to find a way to get a side out. Here's Bates into the corner to Smith. Shabbat setting up Mills, dug in the back row by Vaith. Nash will set up Gouldsby, will tip it across, picked up by Shabbat. Now Wilhelm over to Mills, can't put it down. There's Nash again, set up to the middle. Martin off the double block, out of bounds. It's 13-3. Aquinas, their largest lead of the match is 10.
It's almost like Aquinas has 12 girls on the court right now. Seaman's throwing everything they have at him, but every kill gets dug up by a defender, and things are just absolutely going Aquinas' way.
Made another serve. Mills to Shabbat. Out to Megan again. This time she puts it down. Nash couldn't dig that one up. That was coming in hot.
That hit the libero. We talked a lot about her, Emma Nash, but that was a rocket. Hit her in the hands. Got to make her hands sting, kind of like when you get stung by a bumblebee.
13-4. Aquinas up by 9. The Vikings trying to make a push here. Harper Happenstein in the serve. Into the corner it goes. Gouldsby, base sets her up. Down the line, popped in the air. Wilhelm keeps it alive, and it comes across on the third hit. Great job there by Seaman. Coming near side now, Gouldsby punches it down. Somebody's in the net, and it's Seaman. Lady Vikings in the net as Gouldsby, probably the most aggressive attack we've seen from her today.
Yeah, Aquinas, just a ton of confidence right now.
14-4, set number 3, state championship on the line. Wilhelm, now a set over to Megan Mills, who puts it down right on that back line. And you know, Seaman's trying everything right now. They've moved Mills from outside hitter. They slide her around to the opposite side. They've that time they attacked her down the middle. They're just trying anything and everything to get some momentum. 14-5. Lady Vikes trail by 9. Mills serves it over Martin. Now here's Hampton on the attack. Dug up out of there. Great job there by Happenstein. Back row attack from Mills. Too strong. Out of play. It's 15-5. Seaman needs 10 points to get back into this game and tie it. Aquinas needs 10 points to win it. Nash back to serve here for Aquinas. Taken in the back row by Wilhelm. It's a free ball, though. Comes over the net. Here come the Saints on the attack. Martin puts it down off Sibley. And with no timeouts remaining, Coach Dowling just looks at her girls and says, hey, this is on you guys to get this shirt up. 16-5. A very senior-led team here by the Vikings. Can they mount the comeback? And that is an ace. Miscommunication. Wilhelm thought it was out. It hits the line. And everything going the Saints' way right now. They're up 17-5.
Boy, these are the times where it's actually painful because you know the girls are giving it everything they've got and it just won't go their way. They just can't catch a break.
Nash to serve. 8 points away from a state title for Aquinas. Pass from Wilhelm. Here comes Esser down the line. Great shot there by Ava. And it started with the pass, Boz. 17-6. If there's a time to push points, it's now.
Hey, we've been a part of some pretty miraculous comebacks broadcasting games. This would be an amazing comeback. 1 point at a time, they can dig back into this.
Wilhelm with the serve. Hampton on the attack. Dug up, though, and sent across by the Vikings. Here's Martin. Tips it across. Another dig, but it's sent over by Happenstein. Hampton, she'll try to put it away. That's in on the back line. 18-6. And the Saints are doing this right now, boss, without Coolsby on the front row, who has really been the Achilles heel for the Lady Vikings tonight. Down by 12 here, running out of time. Serve from the Saints. Here's Molden in the middle. Can't put it down. That comes near side and almost going out of play. Miscommunication by the Vikings. Two girls dive for it. Only one hits it, and it falls effortlessly to the floor. 19-6 now. As Peschel goes back to serve again. Peschel serves. Wilhelm has it. Set up by Havenstein, and Shabbat hits it into the net. And it's 20-6. Aquinas.
It's Aquinas' little runaway freight train right now. There's just nothing that Seaman can do. They're trying as hard as they can, but they just can't stop this Aquinas team.
20-6. Another serve here by Peschel. Picked up by Wilhelm. Set outside here is Ava Esser. Puts it down. 1 point at a time.
1 point. Good little run here.
Aquinas didn't build this big lead by getting 3 or 4 points at one time. They did it 1 point at a time. Vikings need to do it themselves here. Campbell Shabbat with a serve. Nearly an ace. Vay sets up near side. Martin tipped at the net, but diving effort by Mills could not pop it up. And Aquinas up 21-7 here in this third set. And Goolsby now back to the front row for the Saints. Serve from Martin. Here's a set to the middle to Molden, and it's too strong, out of play, no touch. 22-7 now. St. Thomas Aquinas 3 points away from avenging last year's defeat to the same team in this same match. Martin with a serve, picked up in the back row by Mills. Shabbat sets it up for Esser, who can't put it away. Now Nash setting up to Vaith, the setter, trying to kill it. Dug up by Mills, picked up by Shabbat. Here comes Esser. Ava puts it down. 22-8. Breathes a little bit of life into the Seaman faithful in the stands. Down by 14 here in set number three.
A little duo going on there. The setter for Aquinas and Mills in the back row. They kind of just were back and forth hitting at each other.
Kinsley Smith with a great serve. Vaith will set up near side. It's Martin. Too strong. Not touched. Out of play. 2 points in a row for the Vikes. Can't get it all back in one play. Methodical here. Kinsley Smith, another serve. Vaith sets it up near side. Here comes Goolsby, and right through the double block. That time the block did not get closed down, Boz, and Goolsby found the gap. 23-9. Aquinas just 2 points away from being state champions here in 5A. Here's Leertz back to serve. Picked up by Smith. Here comes Mills on the attack. Stuffed at the net, and it falls on Seaman's side. 16-17 match points here for Aquinas. They lead 24-9. Serve across the net. Here comes Shabbat. Mills trying to put it away. Blocked at the net. Saints on the attack. Here's Goolsby. Dug up, but out of play, and that'll do it. Aquinas knocks off the defending 5A state champions of the Topeka Seaman Lady Vikes 25-9 here in this third and decisive set. We'll take a 2-minute timeout. Recap today's action in the state tournament from the Lady Vikes after this break here on 96.9 The Pulse.
In addition to roofing, they also specialize in seamless gutters, siding, windows, and doors. They offer free estimates and have a proven track record of success. Their proven process is designed to be hassle-free for customers while getting job done right.
No job is too small or too large, and they do both residential and commercial. Contact Roofs by Brian today at 785-845-1906, covering most of Northeast Kansas, Topeka, Manhattan, and Lawrence.
Oh my God, Becky, look at those tires. They are so bad. I bet she thinks she can't afford them. But you know, I bet she hasn't called Wilson Tire. With multiple forms of financing and competitive pricing, they are sure to get your car on a safe set of tires without breaking the bank. So what are you waiting for? Give Matt and Terry a call at 785-362-8473 or check them out online at WilsonTireKS.com. When selection and service matter, call Wilson Tire.
Hey, this is Pastor Tim Collins from Capital City Church. We're proud to live and worship in North Topeka and to support the Seaman Vikings. Join us for worship on Sundays at 10 a.m. at Heritage Christian School.
Transform your outdoors with Lamberson Construction. At Lamberson Construction, we specialize in creating stunning pools, beautiful stamped decorative concrete, and replacing or pouring new driveways and sidewalks. Whether you're looking to enhance your backyard or upgrade your curb appeal, we've got you covered. Ready to take the next step? Give us a call at 785-851-9007 and let's bring your vision to life.
It's time to take your business phone to the next level. Complete Business Phone with Nextech is customized communication done your way. Manage and control all business communication through one browser, anytime, anywhere. Keep conversation flowing with one complete solution. It's affordable connection for any business. Ready to move to the next level? Visit nextech.com/business to ask about a free business phone assessment today. Think Complete Business Phone. Think Nextech.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Well, St. Thomas Aquinas comes in to set number three, and really they grab the lead, Boz, and they never look back, beating Seaman 25-9 in the third set. After they took set one, 25-22, Lady Vikes come back in the second set to win 25-20. And in the third set, Aquinas 25-9, knocking off the defending champ, Seaman Lady Vikings, in a really good match. These are high-quality, high-powered teams. And like our interview earlier today with Coach Tatiana Dowling from Seaman, she said these are the best teams in the state here for a reason, and we definitely took that in here today.
Yeah, the way I kind of look at that, you ever had anything happen where it happens so fast, you kind of blink and you're like, what just happened?
Yeah.
I feel like that's how that third set went. At one point, it was 3-4 Aquinas early in that set. Next thing you look up, and it's 3-13 Aquinas. You blink, you look up again, it's 6-20. It just, the momentum got going on Aquinas' side. Very good volleyball team. They took advantage when nothing was going Seaman's way. But one of those things, I think the players for Seaman, the coaches, are going to look back at that set and just wonder how'd that go south
right
so fast?
What happened?
Yeah, what happened?
And you got to give credit to Aquinas. They played great. Aaliyah Goolsby was very dominant. But you said it at the top of the broadcast here for this championship match that Emma Nash was somebody to watch out for from Aquinas. And she was there every attack that Seaman was going after. Nash seemed to be there to pick it up. She was everywhere.
She like morphed into like three or four different people on the court. It didn't matter where you hit it.
Yeah,
she was there. And that's what good liberos do, good defensive specialists. They just make those plays. They dig balls up, and it's hard because even when Seaman got really good attacks, it just didn't work out.
The Seaman Viking team, Boz, will say so long to six seniors: Campbell Shabbat, Kinsley Smith, or check that, Allie Steiner, I'm sorry, Maggie Molden, Kinley Wilhelm, Ava Esser, and Megan Mills will graduate this year in one of the best runs on a two-year run in Seaman program history. They pick up their first ever state championship last year. This year they come back and they finish their year 40-3 as state runners-up. But when you look at that and you see this was a really good opportunity for this team to go back-to-back with these six seniors. You're going to see some of these kids, they will come back as
Harper, Happenstein, Caroline, Beaton, Kinsley Smith will be back, A.C. Thompson, Addison Sibley, Lauren Glasgow. But the overwhelming majority of the dominance from this team that you saw this entire year really was on the backs of those six seniors.
Yeah, it was it's a really good class to go through Seaman High School, and what they've done is outstanding. You know, the first state title, opportunity to go back-to-back, didn't get it done, but a runner-up place, a second-place finish, not bad at all. This is the part I hate. You get down to the end of the season, I've got a daughter, I remember that last game, and you just don't ever want to – there's only a couple teams in the state. Well, there's six, seven that are going to go out.
Yeah.
You add in a third-place finish, they might be okay, but it's just hard. It's the finality of it's done, and we came up just that close.
Especially when you have an opportunity to, you know, you made history last year, make history again by going back-to-back, and you do just feel for those six seniors. You feel for coaches, Tatiana Dowling, as well as Chelsea Brock, Phoebe Brodine, the managers for the Lady Vikings. This team as a whole, you know, every good coach tells you that it's not just the state roster that makes this team what they are. It's the other kids on the JV, the freshmen that are in the practice gym week in, week out with these girls. You know, you have a practice team that is on top of, separate or different from the state team as well. And so you, when you look at that as a whole, you know, just a great year for the Lady Vikings. They go 4-1 in the state tournament, the one loss in this state title game. So finishing this year with a 41-3 mark. They're good. Right now they're getting every kid their medal. They're getting every kid they're going to be doing the awards for the trophy, the third place trophy down there on the other side of the gym. There's also going to be the champion, and then the runner-up trophy as well will be awarded here in just a little bit as well. But, Buzz, as we took in five matches, really good matches from the Seaman Lady Vikings team, final thoughts on what you took in here at the state tournament, man?
The state tournament's a great environment. If you've never been and come watch, there's a lot of really good teams that are here, obviously for a reason. I mean, they're the best in the state. But the thing I was impressed with, you look at what Seaman's accomplished, and I enjoyed watching Seaman, the grit, the fight. You know, they never were down on themselves. It seems to me, outside looking in, it's a pretty tight-knit team. Obviously, with the senior leadership, that sometimes that's a given. You know, they're just really tight. They played loose. They had fun. They gave it everything they had. They did so many good things. The last thing you would want is to end with a loss, but you can't take away what they've accomplished. And just a great group of girls giving it everything they had.
Well, we've got plenty of great coverage across our area from this week. We had four local teams across the MSC Sports Radio Network all finish second in the state. And we had plenty of great excitement to come across the air, across our networks here on the MSC Sports Radio Network. We can't thank MJ enough back at the studio for making everything possible back there. We thank all of our business partners that made this possible for the first time ever for 96.9 FM to cover local high school sports with this state championship coverage here for Class 5A. You can visit mscsports.net to check out all the local area teams and the successes. There was cross country today, volleyball, and we get into postseason football starting next week as well.
Yeah.
MSC Sports Radio Network, locally, your number one local community connection, and the Sports Authority covering all the local area high schools in our region. Boz, this has been fun, my friend.
Absolutely.
It's always good to get on a mic with you, and it's always fun to get out here and bring some good excitement to the folks back at home. But this one, the Lady Vikes fall just shy in this state title match. Again, your victor and your 5A state champion, St. Thomas Aquinas, they defeat Topeka Seaman in three sets, 2-1. And the Lady Vikings finished their campaign 41-3 here this year. We thank you again, the listener, for Boz, for MJ. This is Jake Spaulding. Thanks so much for tuning in. Have a great weekend here on 96.9, The Pulse.